ceasefire talks, cyber war, and the general seeking an exit. The U.S.-Iran conflict has expanded into what strategists have warned about for years: active hostilities targeting civilian infrastructure. Attacks described as hitting data centers, power plants, and water systems move the conflict well beyond military-to-military engagement. Striking a water system targets civilian populations in ways that are both strategically potent and deeply destabilizing, eroding a government's core claim of competence to its own people. Iranian President Pezeshkian publicly claimed that citizens didn't feel the war, crediting coordinated governance and regional cooperation for shielding daily life. Two readings compete: that Iranian civil resilience and dispersed infrastructure genuinely absorbed the strikes better than anticipated, or that a president is engaged in domestic political management while his country absorbs significant infrastructure damage. The gap between that public posture and the reality of cyber attacks on water systems is a gap worth watching. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said on Friday that a 30 to 60-day ceasefire agreement to reopen the Strait of Hormuz is close, potentially as soon as Saturday, but that Iran is pushing back on new sanctions being layered into any deal. The impasse is fundamental. From Tehran's perspective, agreeing to a halt while accepting additional sanctions means losing twice. Bessent's public optimism may reflect genuine progress or may constitute pressure tactics, since announcing a deal could come today sometimes moves the other side's timeline. The most consequential domestic signal came from within the Pentagon itself. A top U.S. general has been privately pushing for an off-ramp from the Iran conflict, and the fact that such a position has reached public reporting suggests a level of institutional concern about escalation paths. Meanwhile, Congress moved in the opposite direction, passing a sanctions bill targeting both Russia and Iran, named for the late Senator Lindsey Graham. The executive branch and military appear to want an exit. Congress wants more pressure. That tension between branches and between civilian and military leadership is where the story actually lives. On the Russia-Ukraine front, President Zelensky traveled to Serbia for diplomatic talks even as fresh Russian missiles struck Kyiv. Serbia, which has maintained historically close ties to Moscow and resisted full alignment with Western sanctions, is a deliberate venue choice. Zelensky's visit to Belgrade signals an effort to peel away the remaining pockets of Russian diplomatic cover in Eastern Europe. The strikes on Kyiv, while talks proceeded elsewhere, reflect Russia's standard approach: military pressure deployed as diplomatic punctuation.